On the rocky slopes of Bistoon, where the stones themselves tell the stories of kings, the figure of a Parthian ruler on horseback emerges, spear in hand, an enemy fallen at his feet. This is the bas-relief of Gotarzes II of Parthia, a king of the 1st century CE, who ordered his victory over Mithridates, a rival to the throne, to be carved into stone, a bold proclamation of his power and legitimacy. Gotarzes ruled between 40 and 51 CE over part of the Parthian Empire, a turbulent era marked by internal struggles and pressure from the Roman Empire. During these conflicts, Mithridates, supported by the Romans in his claim to the crown, stood against Gotarzes, but was ultimately defeated. In the relief at Bistoon, Gotarzes appears triumphant, while the goddess Nike, the divine figure of victory, hovers above him, offering a wreath of glory. Behind the king, two mounted companions are visible, and above the scene, an inscription in Greek proclaims, "Gotarzes, King of Kings, Son of Giv." But the passage of time has not spared this work. During the Safavid era, the inscription of Sheikh Ali Khan Zanganeh was carved above the scene, partially covering the ancient relief. Moreover, its spatial overlap with the earlier relief of Mithridates II of Parthia, who lived centuries before Gotarzes, sometimes causes confusion for the untrained eye, blurring the lines between the two. Yet Mithridates, in that other relief, is not the same rival depicted here, but another king sharing only the name. Today, the relief of Gotarzes is more than just the memory of a single victory. It is a chapter in the complex, layered history of Bistoon, where glory, conflict, and the echoes of past empires rest side by side, etched into the silent stone.